Good morning, Scotland. It's 24 minutes to seven. First Bus is facing a backlash over its decision to withdraw all of its nighttime services across Glasgow from the end of this month. The operator says the buses were regularly operating with as few as 14 passengers an hour. But critics claim the move will have a devastating impact on the city's nighttime economy and put the safety of shift workers and women in jeopardy. Ruth Boyle is Policy and Campaigns Manager with the Poverty Alliance. She joins us now. Good morning to you.
Morning.
What are your concerns about the withdrawal of this service?
Well, we think this decision is completely unjust and it will hit people on low incomes the hardest because they're more likely to use the bus. We are particularly concerned about what this will mean for people who work night shifts and early shifts in jobs that are low paid and undervalued, like hospitality, security and cleaning. For many people, this could be the difference between being able to stay in paid work and having to leave their job because they don't have access to a car or they can't afford to pay for taxis. As you say, the nighttime economy is critical to Glasgow and our public services need to reflect that.
Well, First Bus say that they reintroduced this service post-COVID a year ago. They've given it a year and the demand just isn't there. As few as 14 passengers an hour are using some of these services.
Well, it can't be right that companies running our bus network continue to make decisions based on profit, not public service. Bus providers receive large amounts of public investment, but the local bus network is failing to meet the needs of people. Transport is a key public service and it should be run as such.
Even if nobody's using it?
Well, for those 14 people that use that bus every hour, that's probably a critical lifeline for them accessing paid employment or being able to socialise and good for their health and well-being as well. So I think those low numbers is not a reason for cutting the service, but rather about improving it. So thinking about how we can make our bus network more affordable, more accessible, and taking steps to ensure that women's safety is guaranteed on those services as well.
Well, First Bus again say they tried to promote the service. They offered free tickets in December last year, but passenger numbers remained about the 30 to 35% mark.
Well, we think that there's other things that we can do as well. So the National Entitlement Card that gives concessionary bus travel for under 22s, that can't be used at night. So there's surely something that we could do there in terms of encouraging uptake, particularly because we know that young people are more likely to work in retail and hospitality, but they may be working hours where they're more dependent on those services.
You seem to be suggesting that the model of bus operation is not correct. There are calls in the Herald newspaper this morning from some political parties to nationalise the buses. Is that the answer, do you believe?
Well, we think that public services should be run with people, not profit, at their heart. There is things in our existing legislation that could make an improvement here. So, for example, Scotland's Transport Act gives local authorities the powers to run their own bus services. But what we've seen so far is that resources have not yet matched that ambition. So we need the Scottish Government to properly fund and support our local councils so that they can maximise those powers and we can finally treat bus services as a basic public good.
Well, in Edinburgh, for instance, we do have the local authority running the bus service there. There are nighttime services in Edinburgh. Is that the model potentially?
Yes, definitely. And I think in Glasgow, where we have this multiple providers, it drives up the cost of the services as well. We hear from people on low incomes that it costs them a significant amount of money to travel from one region of the city to another. And our work with people on low incomes continually shows that there's demand for more bus routes and services, not less. So we think that First should reconsider this decision and we need to make sure that our bus services in Glasgow are matching the economy that we're trying to build.
Well, we shall see what happens with that. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Ruth Boyle, who is Policy and Campaigns Manager with the Poverty Alliance.